Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All right, we're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails. This must be the awful 80s lineup you got.
That's
going.
I'm hitting one-hit wonders of the 80s. with a good sax line.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, 763-450-0100 gets you right into Bear Facts and Fishtails.
One other thing, though.
Yes, sir.
Then we'll leave this alone.
Yo.
Okay. If I hear anybody from the DNR, but particularly when I hear it from the governor of Minnesota saying that part of the problem with Lake Mille Lacs is caused by global warming, if I hear that one more time, I could have the
this,
big one.
This guy is too much.
He's way off.
He runs with their checkbook in his front pocket and goes. It's just crazy.
And also they have the red flag law that they're trying to pass again. They're
the red
that
flag.
Up again.
What's that now?
Well, if you're my neighbor and you don't like me, Mark, if you were my neighbor, you could call up and say I'm a dangerous person, and the cops could come and take my gun without a trial, without a hearing.
No.
That sounds un-American.
And then when they find out that you're not crazy, they'll give you your gun back.
No.
Shall not be infringed.
Nope. That's right.
Well, anyway, folks, you got to remember who you're voting for and what party it's coming from. That's all I can say. What party is that coming from?
Yeah. This is no news update, but, remember the last Get the Lead Out campaign?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know who was the Minnesota company that stepped up and said, you want green? We'll help and do it. And they manufactured it. You know who it was? Water Gremlin, the same company that's getting pinched for all the lead manufacturing over there in White Bear Township.
Yeah.
And I'll say that it was us, Minnesota, that partnered with them.
Yeah.
Remember that whole lead campaign?
Yeah. Now, they went out of business because it cost too much to make it environmentally friendly.
I don't know what all the details are, but I do know because I knew the owners of Water Gremlin and the owners at that time, and they put forth their best effort and said, okay, you want to try something? We'll coat zinc or we'll do this. And remember, they had everything from split shots to all sorts of alternative products that were done in a green form. So they stepped forward and tried, but you know what happened was, the products cost a little bit more and probably didn't have as quality a hook as others were looking for. You know, it's just cheap manufacturing.
Well, I hope they don't try to ban hooks because they're made out of steel.
I don't either.
Because those rock hooks back my ancestors made them out of rock, you know.
It gives me a headache.
They lost a lot of fish.
Yeah, they did. All right, we have a caller on the line, 763-450-0100, Brandon.
We do. We got our good buddy Larry Hansen on the line. Larry, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Mr. Hansen, how are you? Thanks for filling in last week.
Thanks for the opportunity, guys. I really appreciate that.
So what's going on?
Did you ever try to sharpen a stone hook? One mistake and it breaks.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, Larry, that's what we were talking about last week when you went off the air, was the lead thing.
Well, you must have something good to talk about.
Oh, sure.
It's beautiful today. How could you not?
And, okay, you guys brought up the robin.
Okay.
Sue went to her garden, which is two blocks from our house.
Okay.
She comes back, saw her first robin.
There you go, fish man. They're just south of you, Mark. They're only about 10 miles south of you.
It's tomorrow. Yeah. I will see my first chirping little buddy.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
And I have no snow.
I did see a big rooster pheasant today. Oh, do they look so good on that dark grasses and
had a good winter.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, well.
But, yeah, there's lots to talk about, guys. Holy smokes.
Well, go ahead. What's got your juices flowing this evening? Or shall we say starting last week?
Okay, so my little buddy, the Zeebs, right?
Okay.
I'm going to go to the loon side of life.
Okay, the loon side.
The loon side.
State bird.
Right, okay. There are more loons today on Minnetonka for only one reason.
They got more to eat?
The Zeebs cleaned it up. They can see to eat. They weren't there years ago. You had to go to Annandale to see a loon.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You saw a lot of cormorants.
Yep.
Coots.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. And
the coots, there's hardly a coot on there anymore.
Wonderful. Hey,
we don't get the big flocks of coots that used to be.
Okay.
But
we
the
don't
only
get the
thing,
ducks
I,
either.
No. But I think the major thing is if you go anywhere and the water's cleaner and you see more,
yeah,
more loons, it's got to be for that reason. They can see to eat, and plus with the Zeebs, there's actually more minnows. This is all a fallacy. There's more minnows in these places today than there were before. Okay? The plankton didn't die. The plankton went deeper. I can go on and on.
Yep.
But,
well, back up a second now, because you got me clicking now.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Now, I want you to look for nesting loons on the lake, because as we know, they can't be anywhere near a human being.
No.
Well, wait, let me finish this off. Now, are those loons nesting on a lake, or are they nesting other places and coming to Minnetonka because there's so much food in there? That's your job to figure that out.
You have an assignment. You've been assigned, Lawrence.
So there are a lot more nesting loons today than there were even 8 years ago. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever seen a loon egg.
Yes.
You guys
want to
come
in
my boat this spring, I can show you. They look like an avocado.
They do.
They're about that size, a little lighter green, okay?
Yep.
But. And some you just go, you're nesting right here. Wow. It's on cattails, of course.
Oh, yeah, but they nest They nest almost right on the water because they can't walk on land.
No.
And they adapted to people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
No, if you can adapt on Lake Minnetonka, I wonder what they taste like, these loons. No, excuse me, I shouldn't have said that. Probably upset some children.
I just thought of something. What dives deeper, a cormorant or a loon?
Boy, I don't know.
I gotta find that question. Out. No, let me tell you something. The Japanese still fish with cormorants.
I'm gonna Google this.
Yeah.
Yeah, with cormorants, right?
I'm gonna tell you the cormorant can dive deeper right now. Or a loon. Let's take a bet on that.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Well, you never know, right? My little synopsis there, I'm gonna stick by it, but
you will. Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the clarity and the whole shebang, Larry.
Well, obviously you know a hell of a lot more about Minnetonka right now than I do, that's for sure.
Okay, guys, loons can dive 200 feet.
Oh my.
And cormorants can dive 150.
Oh, I challenge that.
Maybe not in your glass, but
maybe I could dive down to 200 feet with
Holy
oxygen.
Smokes. I'm sure. What was his name? The union leader made all.
Well,
of it.
When you think about it, loons are bigger, so they probably have bigger lungs.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they're a little bit heavier, I think.
Okay.
Now I'm not even sure of that.
Here we go.
You got me going again.
Well, it's a science class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They both got very sharp beaks.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess. Yeah. Very sharp. You don't want to mess with them.
Holy smokes. We got attacked by pelicans. It just came to me when we were. Scotty was cleaning fish, and these pelicans, when they want you out of the way to get the food, they start clacking
their beaks.
Their beaks. And it sounds like you're slamming 2x4s together.
There's no way I'd ever be afraid of a pelican.
One of them got it right in the head. No. It's like, you're out of here. Gone.
No. I'm not telling you, I'm not going to be afraid of a pelican. Their bills are round and flat.
Yeah, but the point, that pointed that end, in. That pointed end, I'll tell you what. No. Life is good.
Yeah. So back on Tuesday, yep. I had a guy from Hamburg and a guy from Glencoe. All right?
Okay.
So I brought up the shotgun rifle deal.
What did they say?
Oh, no.
What?
They hate it. Okay.
They don't want the high-powered?
No. And I brought up to those, and they're farmers, all right? I brought up, too, that, hey, everybody's using rifled slug barrels and got scopes on them. Not everybody, but a lot of them. They're still worried about the wife making pie.
Yep.
Okay, and having that thing whistle through the window.
Yep, so, farmhouses and cattle. I was wondering.
So it's a fear, I guess. It's, you know, I don't know what science is behind us, any of this, but it's still a fear because you're used to being slug can only go X amount, which you guys know and I know. Oh, they go a long ways now.
Yep.
Yeah, and rifle barrels, better powder. 20-gauge slug is still it goes a long way with a 3-inch. That's just about as dangerous as most high-powered rifles.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, whatever. And, you know, but at least they're not going to be. If you already have a scoped slug barrel rifle, just keep using it. I mean, what's the big deal? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Good.
I'm out of it.
And the boys had a good time from Glencoe and Hamburg?
Yeah. They got some real nice sunnies and enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I had taken the one a couple weeks ago, and then he brought his best friend with because they were having a rough time all winter long.
All right.
Okay, so.
Well, good, anyway. Good.
Yeah.
How's the crappie fishing been? Are they on the flats? Are they still deep water out in front?
Mark, the ones I know are still on deeper water.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So, but I haven't caught a crappie in a long time. I've just been sunny fishing mostly in that 13 feet of water, 14 feet of water, and it's loaded. And on Tuesday, there were these white bugs that came up in the hole. So I don't know what they are, guys, but white.
Well, did you get one? Put one in an envelope and send it to the DNR. It could be something very important. Yeah, they could be some kind of invasive species.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A new one.
A new one.
An alien.
Yeah.
It could be aliens coming up through the ice.
They're being attacked by white bugs on Lake Minnetonka.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And what's this week have in store?
Mark, maybe going to the river.
Okay, there you go.
In that zone. I have an open invitation to go up to Warroad and go pike fishing yet.
That would be fun.
So we'll see how that all shakes out. So
they're starting to do that. Of course, guys are already starting to do that up there.
Mm-hmm.
So don't wait too long.
The river sounds like that's a magnetic pull.
It is amazing how much spawning water is right on the south end of Lake of the Woods. There are many swampy water areas, little bays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of,
God, I wonder how many boats were down on Red Wing today, guys.
Oh, that you could have, you walk across.
Walk,
them.
Yep.
That's the only reason I didn't go down there.
Thousands.
Thousands of them.
Yeah. And that would have been felt good, wouldn't it have? I mean, I know, Mark, you were down in the Gulf or out in wherever. Well, you were in the Gulf, right?
Down in Florida in the Isle Mirada,
Yeah, he was fishing tree roots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were.
But just to start that 150 up for me is just going to be a big smile on my face.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That last time was November 18th, so in a boat.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
On the river?
On the river, Larry,
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
you'll love it. In no time flat, that wind will be smacking you right in the face. It's the greatest feeling. It's like the first 100 feet was like, oh, my gosh, what have I been missing?
Yeah.
This is bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, you guys at least get out in the world. I'm snowbound up here. You know, I don't even know what's going on. I mean, all I know is what's happening on YouTube.
We found out, airplane tickets are cheap, Lair. Hop on now. Now it's time to go.
They got this. You can't drink that Corona beer no more. So I ain't.
No, I know.
Anywhere.
Boy, that's sad too, because their beer sales have fallen.
They actually have grown because most people have the sense to say, I got to try that stuff.
Well, now, yeah.
But it did go down, and that just shows you like the low IQ of people that we're dealing with here.
I can't believe it.
Well, right, 500 million people will give every 350 million people $1 million.
Yep.
You don't want to drink that stuff. It'll kill you, you know. Yeah. Oh, we just got beamed up.
Yeah.
I'm the only one here that's ever got beamed up.
Okay.
We believe it.
It happened.
That's probably when that song was going on.
I think we just solved the mystery. There it is.
Sure.
You
done.
Missed that part.
Well, Mr. Hansen, what else you got cooking?
Well,
you're on a run, getting ready for the sports show. It's around the corner.
It's around the corner, and it's late. I mean, it's in April, early April, right?
Yep.
April 3rd, Larry?
3rd. Yeah.
Yeah, still a month away, you know. So, but
wow.
Mark, the BX new Brat.
Yep.
I watched videos on that. Outstanding.
The big one?
Yep, the big one.
The big Brat.
The big Brat.
Yep.
Named after me.
Everybody knows one, right? When you're growing up.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a real buoyant, real hard wobbling. That's a great little big bait.
Mm-hmm.
It's that shallow water, dirty, you know, you can throw it into a brush pile. The flotation is phenomenal in it, and it's a head down, just grind down, and industrial strength crankbait. It's really, it's your MO for what you've been doing, Mr. Hansen.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's another way to get you to spend money.
Well, for sure. That's what the whole mode of operation is.
It ain't no fun if you don't have something new on your boat.
That's right.
That's a fact. But here's what's interesting, too, about you know, the guys with the shotgun rifle.
Yeah.
There are still people, and I was one of them a little while ago, that didn't crank in this stuff because I was afraid I was always going to hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Not understanding the science of the bill.
Yep.
So once I got over that, man, it changed my life.
Well, here's, you know, and to go along with that, if you select a crankbait, when you're shallow water fishing, for the most part, and you're going to be in an area where you've got brush and laydowns, you know, wood, that type of stuff, a lip that extends beyond the pole point. And the pole point is that spot where you tie on. Typically, it's got a split ring to it. That that line is right on the forehead of the body of the bait. So when you're pulling that bait to you, it actually kicks and trips the bait. The bill catches on the branch and trips the bait forward, and it goes into the flotation mode, you know, for that split second.
Yeah, the treble hook goes over the root.
Right. Whereas if you have
the bait.
Yeah. Whereas if you have the pull point down onto the lip itself, then it becomes a problem. It'll hang up because you're pulling the lip into the structure, therefore hanging up versus tripping and going right over the top. Which is, you show it to people and like you say, you saw the video. It's amazing where you can throw a crankbait with treble hooks. It's you shake your head and go, there's no way. But like Lara said, you know, you got the trip, the hooks kick up, they're cleared by the lip, and off you go.
Well, whoever thought of throwing an exposed head jig into the weeds?
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. It'll hang up, you know, and
you don't want to be near the weeds. There ain't no fish in them weeds anyway.
Stay out of the weeds. You'll choke up your monkey, you know. Oh, well. Well, Mr. Hansen, you have a wonderful week. Draw your numbers up, buddy.
Okay, guys, you too. 612-810-5096. Again, 612-810-5096.
All right, bud.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Talk to you.
Yep.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, with that, we're running for a short pause. Bear Facts and Fish Tales, Mark and Larry. We'll be right back.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to Bear Facts and Fish Tales anytime.
This is the Big One, the Minnesota Weapons Collectors Association's biggest and best gun show at the Minnesota State Fair Coliseum this weekend. Antique to modern arms, accessories, and sporting collectibles, open to the public and all in one place. Buy, sell, or trade firearms, accessories, and collectibles. The Minnesota Weapons Collectors Association show at the Minnesota State Fair Coliseum, Saturday 8 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3. For more information, visit MWCA.org. That's MWCA.org.
Here's Bullig for Frankie's.
Number one Ranger dealer in the world, Frankie's in Chisago City, Minnesota. The only way you can get to be number one is, well, you have to give awful good prices. You have to have awful good service. And you just have to have a sweet smile. He loves what he's doing. He's almost always there. And he's been a number one Ranger dealer more than once in the last 10 years. Now, he has a brand new showroom. If you haven't ever been up there, you got to get up there. Everything's on display. He sells Ranger boats, obviously, out of fiberglass and aluminum, bass, walleye rigs, even pontoons, extra. Maybe you just need an outboard motor. Doesn't matter. He's been successful because his two sons in the back room with an 8-stall service center to get you in and out quickly have been rigging these very expensive boats for many, many years. They do it right because they fish out of these same boats, and they've been doing it for years. As far as repairing outboard motors, they're number one. They're great at doing that. They can get the parts very quickly up there. Maybe you're looking for a used boat. Doesn't matter. They have a lot of them from time to time because they sell a lot of boats. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a new boat yet, you better give them a call. You can call them up there in Chisago City at 651-257-6334 or go online, frankies.net. But whatever you do, give them a call or drive on up there, because you better get it done pretty quick, because they build all these boats one at a time. That's Frankies in Chisago City, Minnesota.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault. Creating customers for life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No jobs are small because we do it all.
Let's get back to the important stuff, Bear Facts and Fish Tales. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
Mississippi Queen, if you know what I mean. All right. Leslie Weston, Mountain. We're back, Bear Facts and Fish Tales.
You know all that stuff. I don't remember hearing this one ever either.
Oh, Lawrence.
How old is this tune?
That would have been from 72, one.
Sounds about right.
Do you guys have anything else to do in your life other than no music?
Yeah, what's that?
Huh?
That's what we did, you know?
I know, I'm just kidding.
I know, buddy.
But I love music, and I don't remember the... come on, I mean, we must have been living at a different time.
Well, I mean, you got to think about the days when you were rolling it on. you know, you had Elvis. What more do you need?
That's good stuff, too.
You know, it is.
That's all you ever needed is John Wayne and Elvis. That's it.
A little Roy Rogers, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Roy. Don't ever forget Roy. Mountain, I talk about him every night, though.
Mississippi Queen was 1970.
Was it 70? Okay, close. I was close.
Maybe if you'd have kept playing it, something would have came back to me on that one.
Yes. Oh, it would. All right. With that, we'll go to the phone line.
Go to the phones.
I got the phones.
Mike from Delano has been on hold for a minute. He wanted to talk maple syrup. Mike, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Hey, Mike. Sounds good to me. What do you got cooking?
Oh, we got a lot of sap cooking.
Good for you. I love that. When did you start?
We started about a week before... March 1st.
Okay.
It would be my daughter's birthday. Right, we would like to tap about a week before March 1st.
Okay. Now, are you doing only maples or what?
Yeah, we like to stick with the maples. We got a local guy here in Delano. We like to tap his trees and treat us right. We give him a couple quarts of maple syrup and
he's happy.
And he treats us right.
That's good. Doesn't mind. You run a couple spigots right into the trunk and a couple of buckets. Are you using buckets or bags? What do you do?
We like the buckets because the raccoons, they tear holes in the bags and wreck them. But we like the buckets. Buckets and hoses and the old-fashioned aluminum spiles, we're doing good.
Now, do you rotate your trees or can you tap the same tree every year or are you... What, like a farmer rotating his crops? I'm interested to know that.
Well, I figure since it's so wet, you know, it's the rainiest year ever last year, and the ground is totally saturated, and we're finding that out as we cook because it seems like the sap this year is totally watered out. I mean, we're cooking, and we ain't getting no syrup.
Oh, no, I won't be able to eat a pancake or a French toast.
That's fascinating. What a fun – how did you get started, Mike, with this?
Well, that would have to be with my Uncle Roy.
Uncle Roy came into play. Good deal.
Yeah. He started me on this. We had a buddy of mine. We're up four-wheeling at his place and up in Emily. And my buddy, he was eating pancakes at his place in the morning, and he says, I'm done eating pancakes. Well, Roy looked at his plate and says, you ain't done yet, because you got a whole plate of syrup yet. Well, he kept serving pancakes until that syrup was gone.
I love it.
Yep.
So, but we're tapping trees in Delano, and we're finding out it's pretty watery.
Okay. Are you the area you go to? Is it high percentage maples or big stands of maples, or is it pretty much mixed woods?
It's old growth maples. Okay. It's an old family farm here in Delano, and it's standing maples. They've been there for 100 years.
Oh, that's
cool. We tap them, and it's actually right off Highway 12.
Cool.
And we got a good spot, but hopefully it's there for a long time yet.
I'm going to offer a silly suggestion to you.
Yeah.
What would happen if you got a ladder and tapped a tree 10 or 12 feet off the ground? Would a sap be less watery? I know it sounds silly, but...
Tell me.
Well, no, I've never tapped, so you tap it. Try it.
Is he standing in a newspaper?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hats off to you, Mike, and whoever you're doing it with, and hopefully you're getting some young kids in there so they can see how it's done too. That would be fun. What a way to go! Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, take care now.
All right, thank you, buddy. Bye bye.
We haven't received any free sap for a while.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to try that syrup.
Oh, yeah. Newsy's connected. Newstrom gets some really quality syrup.
Well, we got some from Wayzata Bates a couple of years back.
Yeah.
From Youngster
Mike.
There.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mike's.
And it was really good.
There you go.
But he's probably in college now. He's probably married by now. He don't care about us anymore.
he probably hit it out of the park.
He's got his own problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun. All right, next caller, buddy.
We got Jig and Jim on the line. Jim, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Good. What's going on out in Buffalo?
Well, I'm kind of getting the boat ready to go and maybe hit the river here soon. And as long as I'm kind of looking at that, I'd better start looking at this year's regs because I know some things have changed.
What do you have your sighted in on?
I got the 2020 reg out.
Yep.
And one for on the Mississippi River down to Pool 4 to Pool 8. We're only allowed 4 walleyes and sauger this year.
From 6, right? Or from
correct.
8? Yeah, yep. It was 6.
Yep, ooh. It was 6, and you're only allowed 1 walleye or sauger over 20 inches.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, the walleyes have to be a minimum of 15 inches in order to keep it.
Okay.
But then you're only allowed 1 over 20 inches.
Aggregate.
So that's going to kind of put a little...
Well, what page are you on?
I am on page 63.
Thanks. All right, I've got my handy-dandy 2020. Well, that's going to... that'll change some things up. I hope everybody that just shoots up there makes sure they're reading because...
That's one of the things. That's what I was kind of listening to the guy earlier tonight, and I was thinking, I think he was talking about going and getting some minnows to go chasing bass early, and it's kind of like, well, buddy, we're going to go back to page 33 on there because that says you can't intentionally fish for a species where it's a closed season.
That's true. So, that's true.
You know, that's one of those where I've seen that yesterday. A couple of guys were down here in the river. They were using about... 3/8 ounce jigs with really nothing on. They said, well, we're going to go look and snag in carp pieces. I go, well, you can't really snag in Minnesota either, guys.
Yep.
So, well, don't want to be Debbie Downer on this stuff, but, you know, watch out so, you know, you don't end up getting pinched on it. You know, kind of follow the rule book a little bit. So.
Yeah, it's really important that if you're going to catch and keep a few fish to make sure that you get boned up on where you're going. I've known resort owners many times that have gone to the fish cleaning station only to find guys cleaning fish at a time of year where they're not supposed to have those fish. And it's
callers in the outdoor news and find a lot of people have been pinched in the last week because they forgot to buy their fishing license.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to go to all that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that guys kind of forget about. You know, it's that time of year you got to get it, and all of a sudden, one year they had it, you could extend it out to April, and, you know, things get all confusing. So it's kind of like, get the book out, they're freebies. I keep 3 of them. I got 1 in the house, 1 in my truck, and 1 in the boat.
Good move.
I always have something covered.
It's funny they started at pool 4, but I can figure it out because, you know, pool 3 and 2, Lake Pepin's included in 3, and that's a really tremendous walleye factory, a lot of water. So that means probably that pool 3 is not going to go to a 4 walleye limit.
No, Pepin is 4, pool 4. Pepin from Alma to Red Wing is 4.
From the dam down, I thought was 3.
Nope, that's 4. Yep, from
Think. Okay, we got 1, which is down to Fort Snelling, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, then 2 down to Stillwater.
Mm-hmm.
And not Stillwater.
Press.
Then down Hastings is the dam near for pool 2.
Yep.
Okay. And then the dam above Red Wing is for pool 3. Then below the Red Wing dam is pool 4.
Inclusive of Pepin. Yep. Right. All the way to Alma.
And that's happening right now.
Yep.
When was that changed? Like 4 days ago? The meeting was just like a couple weeks ago.
The ink must be...
Just a week ago.
The ink must be wet.
I mean,
just
it's
about,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's,
in fact, I might have some on my fingers.
Wow.
That's unbelievable that happened that quick because how in the hell the state never does anything that good.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of our folks to the south of us in Iowa that better make sure they get their regs this time, you know.
Well, right. Yeah. And start kind of boning up on a lot of these different things that's in there, because there's a lot of different things. That's why I said it's kind of definitely get the book out and really read through
it.
Even on the sunfish for the Mississippi, it's changed on there also. A lot of new stuff for sunnies and crappies. And, a lot of new regs on them for the Mississippi area.
I actually have it written down in my notes. Make sure you read the book when it comes out. It should be 900 pages just because of that simple reason. There's a lot of new special regs, too. Which is okay.
Definitely all the lakes. If a guy goes to different lakes, there's a whole bunch of different lakes in there that are new to the thing.
Yeah, that's the hard part. That's where I tip my hat to a lot of guides that are fishing so many different bodies of water to keep apprised of what they can and can't do. That's pretty tough.
Well, yeah, that's why you got to keep one book in inside the boat, because you never know. Well, even guys that do tournaments, if they're doing bass tournaments, it probably ain't so bad that way. But, my going out taking people fishing in various lakes around the area, it's kind of okay.
Yeah. Well,
at the same time, you have ladies that go out there and catch their second biggest fish they've ever caught, and all of a sudden they want to keep it, and you hate to tell them, but sorry, but that 39-inch northern is not going to taste worth a bean. Let's go catch some big bluegills.
There you go. Well, it's all the more that when you pull up to the public access that you read all the regs and what the minimums are and if they're regulated species within that body of water. At least you get a good head start.
Sure. At least, and at the same time, some of these places, if guys are going to go looking for fish, just go get some fat heads. Go for the big crappies.
Yep.
You can have fun. I mean, we've done that down around Pool 2 and some of the backwaters. There's a big crappies back there.
Yep. It's a great area. Oh. Well, good,
right,
Jim.
Well,
thanks.
Let you guys go, but numbers.
Yeah. Go ahead.
612-644-7657. And you can look me up on the internet, ifishminnesota.net.
All right. Jim, you take care and have yourself a safe week, buddy.
You too.
All right.
Nice to hear you caught some fish down south.
Yeah, we did. Felt good.
Take it easy. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. How are we doing on time, Brandon? Good?
We're good. We could throw to a break, or we could just kind of keep rolling.
All right. 763-450-0100 gets you right in, and we'll take it from there.
Don't get any callers.
You're listening to Bear Facts and Fishtails, part of Bob Outdoors. Mark and Larry are ready to take your calls at 763-450-0100. That's 763-450-0100. Everyone has their favorite movie of all time. Movie madness is taking over Bob Country. You spent all winter watching them, now rank them. We're starting off with 32 movies facing off head-to-head in their genres and narrowing down the victors round by round until there's only one movie left, and that is the greatest. What is the greatest movie of all time? You decide. Vote today at mybobcountry.com and tune in Monday morning at 8:20 when we reveal the results of round one.
The best showcase of Minnesota bucks under one roof is back. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic is coming March 13th, 14th, and 15th to Canterbury Park in Shakopee. See Michael Waddell and Nick Munt from TV's Bone Collector. Get your antlers scored and visit with over 150 exhibitors. Plus, there's the Wild Trails Kid Zone. Parking is free at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. Now at the new location, Canterbury Park in Shakopee. March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Learn more at mndeerclassic.com. That's mndeerclassic.com.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault. Creating customers for life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's Bollig for Vexilar.
60 years they've been in business. It's amazing to me. Now, the top of their line, Flasher, they're famous for ice fishing, obviously, is an FLX-28. And it's a unit that I've been using for 3 years now. It has a lot of good features. It has an automatic depth range, so when you drop the transducer in the hole, it gives you a digital readout. The technology is brushless, so that means it's not ever going to wear out, okay? It has a five-color selection. Now, a lot of men are colorblind, maybe just a little bit to the color red, and I find that I use color white as my primary color. It's, for me, it's easier to see both in daylight and in the dark in my little fish house. Now, it's the Rolls Royce of ice fishing. Now, you go online, Vexilar.com, to see all the products they have to offer, because they're not all in the stores, okay? They have a whole line of ice fishing packages from the FL8 all the way up to the FLX28, different price points. They all help you catch fish. They have gadgets you can buy. As an example, let's say you have an older model Vexilar and you want to have a digital readout, you can buy what they call a DD100 and attach it to your older model and you'll have a digital readout. They have another accessory I like a lot. It's called a glow ring. It hooks up to your Vexilar battery, and if you want to charge your ice fishing lures in there, you just drop it in there for a second, and it'll charge it so it stays lit a lot longer. Underwater cameras, transducers, sonar phones, K-drills, videos, all that on ice fishing today. That's Vexilar.com, or you can call them at 952-884-5291. By the way, sometimes they have reconditioned units as well. Do not leave home when you're going fishing without your Vexilar.
This is the Big One, the Minnesota Weapons Collectors Association's biggest and best gun show at the Minnesota State Fair Coliseum this weekend. Antique to modern arms, accessories, and sporting collectibles, open to the public and all in one place. Buy, sell, or trade firearms, accessories, and collectibles. The Minnesota Weapons Collectors Association show at the Minnesota State Fair Coliseum, Saturday 8 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3. For more information, visit MWCA.org. That's MWCA.org.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your jobs are small because we do it all.
Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
This has got the dancing bear going in the kitchen, I know that. Back again, Bear Facts and Fishtails. 763-450-0100. Give us a holler. Bolig, wait a minute.
I like that kind of music.
I think he was on the table dancing there
for
a second.
He was.
No, I don't do that silly stuff. That's for you young people. I watched the Boogie Woogie Championships on YouTube the other day. Now, that's dancing.
That's a thing. I'm doing that tonight. I will be watching Boogie Woogie Championships.
You will be amazed at the athleticism of the. I wish I'd give anything if I could dance like that and play the piano.
I will be watching some Boogie Woogie Championships tonight.
Way to go!
I know Fisher was a Fisher. I know you danced the Boogie Woogie.
No. All right, who do we have here?
I got Dean from Delano on the line with a question.
You heard
Jim talking about new regs and about fishing for fish that are outside of their season. So, Dean, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Hello, Dean. Thanks for calling.
Hello. My question is, like, you guys said you can't fish for fish that's out of season. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when you're fishing for crappies and bluegills.
Yep.
A lot of times, northerns and walleyes will come up and bite that hook and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what, like, if you're reeling in, and you reel in a walleye, and there's a game warden standing right next to you. Mm-hmm. Is he going to bust you?
No. No. If you are actively targeting a species of fish that is out of season, then that's a different story. They can tag you for that, for fishing species out of season. But if you're just casually fishing and not specifically fishing for a species of fish that's out of season and you accidentally hook one, not a problem. Because all you do is immediately release the fish back in the water and go about your business.
I'm glad you said that. You don't want to throw it in the bucket, is what he's saying.
Yeah, definitely not in the bucket.
Yes, for sure.
Not in the bucket.
Yeah, but that's good. You have some good plans for the spring?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the ice to come off the lakes. I got a new rod and new reel and everything.
There you go.
Tackle.
Nice.
Bluegill tackle to try out. So.
Good. Good, good, good. Well, I think we're going to have plenty of water. That's for sure.
That's good.
Yep. Well, thanks for the call, Dean. You take care.
Yep, you too.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Well, yeah, I mean, that happens often, Lair. You know, we've all had that opportunity where you inadvertently catch a fish that's out of season, typically a bass, out of bass season in the spring, crappie fishing, pan fishing, whatever, or during pike season, early pike. So, but if you keep going and target that fish, and then they can come through and get you for harassment. But other than that, nope, you're just fishing.
Now, speaking of that, you know, the northern pike season is still open on Lake Mille Lacs, which irritates the hell out of me. But anyway, if you want to go northern pike fishing, you can still, I don't remember when the cutoff date is, but they left that open.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there's thousands of guys up there spending money fishing for northern pike right now, but... Oh!
There must have been a sighting.
I know this song. I've heard
Handsome
this song
Devil.
Before.
Hey,
how are you, Grizz?
Missed you.
I know. I took a wrong turn with Scotty, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like you had fun.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We really did.
How you doing, Uncle Larry?
I'm still here, dang it.
Yeah. I laid out in the sun deck today in my striped bathing suit.
I bet you did.
In the sun, so I was thinking he up there.
I can just see Grizz sitting in a lawn chair in a swimsuit, sucking down a few brewskis, Lair.
Yeah.
I've never seen Grizz, his legs.
I don't think
you're
gonna.
They're the ugliest legs in the world.
Yeah, you never will either.
They've never seen the sun.
100 degree day or whatever.
Oh, I know.
Long pants.
He's never wearing shorts. I quit wearing shorts about 15 years ago, too, Grizz.
Yeah.
He's still wearing Zubas, legs. Yeah.
Bad enough. Never mind. I think I got to put a hat on. My head has still got blisters from last summer on the back side. So.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year I got to either put one of those little Jewish, whatever you call it, on the back of my head or something.
Because, a little yarmulke?
Yeah, I can't take another year of this, you know, summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, when you scorch the back of the helmet, that hurts.
Oh, yeah. Like thing, I said, Grizz. It's no kidding. I still got big scabs back there.
Listen, Grizz, that's where your fishing knowledge is.
Yeah,
you
I know
have to wear a Hanukkah from here on out.
It's probably not. It's probably everything is coming out of your cranium, Grizz. All your knowledge.
Yeah.
You got to cap that off.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. There's not much up there. I mean, there's a lot of knowledge. But
you know, you'd look good in one of those big straw hats, wouldn't you, Lair?
I could see it.
If you keep that up, Grizz, you're going to forget in mid-sentence what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's really bad.
I was going to bring that up about the river, too, you know, about
what
they did down there. Does that include Pool 3 closed door?
That I'm not sure. I didn't read that far, Grizz.
Oh, because my buddy...
Well, Grizz, I always thought, and I was, when Jim called in.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 is from the Hastings Dam on down? That's 3.
Pool 2
that's
is 3 is below the Hastings Dam down.
Correct.
The Red Wing Dam.
Right.
That's pool three. Then from there.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, then from so, there you got, you know, down to Wabasha, you know, the Red Wing Dam down
so to Alma. Yep. So two hasn't been touched because it's catch and release.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
But see, a lot of people forget that, you know, the Mississippi swerves in the inland waters at Prescott, you know.
That's, yep.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. So anyway, what my buddy was getting to it, the way he told it to me, pool three is in that thing, too. He said he looked it up. I didn't look at it, but he could be wrong. But anyway, you can keep four fish there up to the railroad bridge. See, that's where the St. Croix comes in.
Yep.
Now you can go up to St. Croix and keep six walleyes up there. So how are they going to monitor? I put in at Prescott.
Yep.
How can I get my six walleyes in the, you know, into my car or in my, you know, whatever, without getting in trouble, you know?
Right. Because you got to go below the bridge.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, 300 yards from the bridge. So, you know, that I don't know how that's going to work if that's what happened.
Better call Tim Waltz. That's his problem.
Yeah, because that, a lot of guys go both ways, you know, and, well, you know, and, and, you know, and they got on the St. Croix, it's a 15-inch, you know, they got to be bigger than 15 inches to keep.
So, yep.
So, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of different.
You know, it's a tough thing to allow the conservation officers to make discretionary calls.
Yeah.
In this situation, it's just like, you know, having a, how many walleye lakes are there around Mille Lacs?
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, it's.
You drive down 169 or Highway 65 or 47 heading south. Yeah, the odds are you probably look like you've been on Mille Lacs, but you haven't.
Yep, you know, that's going to be a, well, I don't know, I'm interested to see, it'll be interesting to see how they handle that one because, you know, it's, you know, well, throws you up in the air, you know. With, I mean, especially when I'm down there all the time with my clients, you know, I don't want to get a ticket for something. I'll find out the bottom of it someplace here. But, but yeah, it's, you know, it's, well, because, you know, it's that whole area, you know. Well, yeah, I go, if it ain't biting at Prescott, I just keep running up to St. Croix, you know. And, some days I, well, some days I go south, you know, down on, in the pool three there, you know, and you got that area is all combined to one place to get off the river. So, you know, there ain't no way to mark your walleyes. They come from the St. Croix or the Mississippi.
So, yep. What was their thinking when they just didn't include the St. Croix?
Yeah, they should have did the whole thing then. All
yeah,
the way
exactly.
up Danbury, you know, put it four fish and leave it at that, you know.
I mean, it's border water, so.
Yeah, it's all the same river. I mean, you know, it's all the same water. I mean, they combine to each other, you know, one runs into the other, so.
Riz, you should just put a four walleye limit in your boat and they forget it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of an odd one, but.
Yeah.
So what are you hearing on the panfish side of things up there in Chisago area?
Well, I've been going up to my secret lake. Larry's been trying to get it out of me, but I ain't going to spill.
No, he's not coughing.
You're taking me there.
He's not coughing.
Yeah, but I got some really nice big bluegills going. I'm going to take my four-wheeler and take the plow off this week and throw it inside my enclosed trailer, and I'm going to run up there and make another whack at it.
All right.
But ice goes to junk, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of the Mississippi and the St. Croix, what is that lake that's above the bridge in Hastings that's on West Bank?
Spring Lake?
Spring Lake.
Yeah, Spring Lake.
That's it. That's inland, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't access it from the river.
No, you can. Spring Lake, you can.
Spring Lake, you can.
Yeah, you can go out of Joseph's down there. You can go out of Joseph's resort down there. They got a public access on the south corner down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, there's guys that fish that dam down there in Hastings, you know, and they think it's open there. You know, they, a couple springs ago, there guys were down there fishing, whacking them, taking them out of there, you know. And
not good.
No, they got caught because that it don't go that far when it lines up with the St. Croix right there. That's the cutoff. You go west, you're going to get a ticket. So.
Well, that chute that goes all the way back to King's Cove, that can be pretty good.
Yeah.
That can be pretty decent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's, you know, but there again, you're still in Minnesota water. So,
yeah.
You know, and then they got, well, I don't know how it works on a Vermilion over there, but you can fish in a Vermilion. That's open year-round.
And so, that's, is that Vermilion's Minnesota waters?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep.
World record crappie came out of there.
Yeah. And they still got crappies in there like that, too. I mean, that's not cool. That big, but they got some good ones in there.
Nice.
Yep, they, all those backwaters are good. North Lake is good down there, you know, by Edder down there. This winter they've been whacking nice big sunfish and crappies down there. Mm. And they got big pike will start in down there, too. There's some giant pike in that area. And, guys, when, you know, that doesn't close, that's open year-round on the same deal. So
those big Nortons.
Yeah. Yeah, the big Nortons are in there, and there's talked to a guy here the other day. He's got a place between Mandan and Mobridge over there. He's a little town of Pollock. I fished over there myself, and he's getting them big Northerns out of the Owyhee over there. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, they're getting some big ones. He showed me some pictures, you know, good ones. And,
wow.
And, you know, that's the thing I wish I was younger. When we went up, Sternberg and I went up, we did that Hunting and Fishing Library book, The Secrets of the Pros, you know.
Yep.
One I'm on the cover of. And we went up there. I went up with Clayton Folden up there. He's in a Van Hook up in Newtown. And he's, back then, he was getting 10 to 12 walleyes a day over 12 pounds, you know. And
jeez.
So we went up there, you know, and I used my grid jig that one day, and I stood between Dick and that. And that guy there, and he couldn't believe all the fish that I caught, you know, what they were catching. So,
yeah,
guy up there, his name's Tony, he makes all the jigs for those guys around there. And anyway, Clayton told him about the way I didn't use any bait or nothing all day. And he's come back that night, you know, and the guy's in a restaurant. He says, geez, where do you get them feathers at? He says, in all the turkey bends and the chicken coops and chicken trying to find feathers like that, you know. And all I had to give him, I didn't want to, but I gave him the address to get the, you know, my secret jig feathers. So, anyway, but, yeah, they get some huge northerns up there when that water starts running, you know, those feeder creeks, they start fishing out in front of them this time of year. And Sakakawea's really got some pigs in there. I mean,
nice.
Northerns.
Yeah.
Those are the Owyhee, but they run bigger. They run up in the 30-pounder range up there.
Back chunks. In the day when there's a lot of smelt in the river, that back in the In Fisherman days, they did a series of articles on fishing with dead smelt.
Yeah.
Real early in the spring, just throwing it out and leave it lay on the bottom.
Yeah.
That's dead when smelt. Wasn't that when Quick Strikes got their claim to fame?
Yeah. It started at the same time.
Yeah. Fascinating. Well, Grizz, throw your numbers out, buddy. We're out of time.
All right. Area code 651-771-6231, or you can look me up on the internet, fishwithgrizz.com. And, well, I'll talk at you next week. Have a good week, you guys.
Thanks, Grizz. You too. Hey, have buddy. Fun.
Yep.
Take care, Grizz.
See you later. I'll be thinking about you, Larry. I'm jerking a big sunfish out.
I was on them yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were little, though.
Come down, and I'll get you on some, so.
There all you right. go.
We'll see ya.
See ya,
take
bud.
Care, Grizz.
Yep. Bye,
hey, bud. Well, I don't hear Roy.
Oh, there you go.
Is Roy on?
That yep. Roy? Or
and
this Roy?
Is, and that is Roy yeah, Rogers, and he is always will be king of the Cowboys. And this is Bob Radio wishing everyone a good night. Mark, Brandon.
Good night,
see
everybody.
You next week.
Night.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
That should tide you over for a while. Bob Outdoors, wrapping up another great weekend. The guys will be back next Sunday at 6. If you missed any part of Bear Facts and Fish Tales or the Four Outdoorsmen, jump on mybobcountry.com and click on the Weekend tab. You can listen back to the shows anytime you need a quick trip through Bob Outdoors. Sponsored by the State Bank of Faribault.